Internal Conflict and Discourses of Power in Education in the Altiplano, 1980-2000. Abstract. This work incorporates trends in historical research and analyzes the data provided by scholars such as Carlos Ivan de Gregori, Ramon Pajuelo, Guillermo Rocha Brun, Marisol de la Cadena, the Truth Commission and the reports submitted by the International Commission on Human Rights. The knowledge we have about the social movements in the highlands of Puno in the study period leads us to state that the internal conflict was symbolically bloody and that it had the school as its primary setting. There are no works that explain the emergence of internal conflicts and the role of schools, the latter, as institutions aimed at developing knowledge, values, etc., in the highlands during the period of internal conflict.